following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Refuge family, good to be with you. It's noon, it's Tuesday, it's fireside chat time. 15 words of encouragement from God's Word. So glad you're tuning in with us today, really am. And it was so good to see some of you today at the Refuge Family Food Distribution, which just finished, running that from 11 to 12 on Monday and Tuesday. Although, next Monday, of course, is Memorial Day, so we'll not have that, but it will be open Tuesday for the Refuge Family, just for you, all kinds of fresh produce and great breads and artisan breads and meat and such. So it's there for you. Plus, we get a little fellowship, get to see you, get to pray with you as well. Speaking of next Monday being Memorial Day, we will still have our walk, the Memorial Day walk from Patriot Point to the pier and back. We won't have a gathering. We won't have an assembly there at Patriot Point. But at 9 o'clock, we're going to start walking, maybe short prayer, and then we walk to honor those that have given their lives for us as a nation over the years through our various wars. So that's happening next Monday, Memorial Day. But happening today is Pastor Jonathan with the Fireside Chat. So bring it, brother.
All right. Welcome, everybody. I'm so excited to be here and have a chance to share a word with you that I feel is a timely message for us as we, you know, have seen that the governor's issued some new discussions, at least, about when the churches might be able to open up and has made statements of it could be a lot sooner than we originally thought, that we might be seeing churches opening in the next few weeks, and in some way, and we don't know exactly what that means. We haven't been given any guidelines. We don't have any inside information. I wish we had something more to tell you than what we've already heard in the press conference, but you know, we're currently brainstorming ideas on what that would look like of opening up and things from increasing our number of our small groups to how do we handle groups of this number or that number or just opening up again. And we're having these discussions, and you know, when we open up the doors, even when we all come into the building again, it's good to remember that not all of us are going to be in the same place mentally, ready for that opening again. You know, some are going to be super excited and ready to go and ready to just get everything back to normal the way that it was before this happened. And others are going to be a lot more scared and timid of this is a little dangerous. And, you know, for some families, this might be the first time some of the people in the family have had a chance to really get out. You know, we've even in our own home, we've had one person going to the store. And, you know, our kids haven't been out much and you know, get the exercise and go into the park and things, but it's going to be something unique and different. And, you know, I figure that, you know, we're Christians here and we all love our giving each other that big hug and, you know, our modern day equivalent of greeting each other with a holy kiss. But, you know, there are some that are going to run up and give you a big hug, and the others that are going to be like, oh, no. I want to maintain perfect social distance for longer than even what they recommend. You know, some are going to be coming probably for the first service we open up, whenever that is. They're going to be there, standing at the door, ready to jump in and be the first people in, and others are probably going to want to wait a little bit longer to come. And some will be ready to interact with everybody, with every person, and others are going to need a little help to be drawn out because there's still been, we've been withdrawn in many ways. I mean, we find ways of doing Zoom meetings or these virtual chats that we have with you guys, but it's not quite the same as being in a room together. And so I want to talk about that no matter where you are in that, it's okay. It's okay if you're the person that is a little more timid of where you want to be and you're social distancing and gathering in groups. And it's okay if you're ready for things to get back to normal. It's not going to look exactly the same for some time, but you can be ready for that moment where it's all back to normal. I wanted to actually share a couple of passages from the scripture, a couple of stories that we see in the life of Jesus when he interacts with people who were either hurting or in one case dead, you know, already very socially distant in the case of Lazarus. But wanted to point out a couple of things here. And the first story is one of my absolute favorite stories, and it's found in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1. In Mark chapter 1, in verse 29, we see this story of Jesus healing Peter's mother-in-law. It says, "Now as soon as they had come out of the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick with a fever, and they told him about her at once. So he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her, and she served them." I love this idea that he had compassion on people. Didn't matter whether they were young or old, or whether they were somebody that could be useful in ministry or somebody that was going to be staying at home, like Peter's mother-in-law. But what I love about this is that he got up, he came to her immediately when he found out what was going on, lifted her up, and she was immediately healed. Everything was back to normal, and she began serving them. If you guys have seen the show The Chosen, I highly recommend watching The Chosen. You got a free app that you can watch it and stream it to any of your TVs. But they've got a great scene with this here where Jesus heals Peter's mother-in-law, and she gets up and she's like, "Who are you? Ah, why did you not tell me we have guests? We need to get him some food. Peter, does your friend like goat cheese?" And it's just a joke now in our house. We always talk about goat cheese, even though we don't necessarily like it, but apparently Jesus does, at least in the show. But she gets up and she's ready to go immediately, and everything's fine and everything's wonderful. But there's other people in the scriptures you see where you see these miracles or healings take place, and there's a little bit of recovery time, if you might call it that. And in John chapter 11, we know the story of Lazarus and how he died, and Jesus knew he was going to die and purposely waited until he died to go and visit the family because he was going to use it for his glory. And in John chapter 11, starting in verse 41, it says, "They took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, 'Father, I thank you that you have heard me, and I know that you always hear me. But because of the people who are standing by, I say this, that they may believe that you have sent me.' Now when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, 'Lazarus, come forth.' And he who had died came out bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. And Jesus said to them, 'Loose him and let him go.'" He didn't come out and immediately was like, "Jesus, hey, how are you?" And run to Jesus and fall at his feet and worship him and serve him like Peter's mother-in-law did. There was other people that had to kind of go and help him get out of that condition. And he was bound up so tight with it. And I just, this isn't one of those things where you read it and be like, "Oh, this is the obvious interpretation." But it was something that spoke to me, and especially in relation to what I saw with Peter's mother-in-law, is that, well, some people may be ready right away to come out. When Lazarus came out, he still needed some people to help draw him out, to help him. And Jesus used those people. Some people, when they enter the church for the first time, are going to be a little timid. They're going to be scared. They're going to be worried about it. And we, as other believers, need to be those that are going to show them the love and show them the compassion that they need. And that may not be by running straight to them and throwing your arms around them and saying, "Come sit right next to me." It may be making sure that you remain distant. And I saw a sign that said, "Love your neighbor from 6 feet away." And maybe that's what we need to do a lot of when we get back together, is make sure we say hi to people, talk to them, but respect if you see that they're a little more timid or scared or holding back or reserved. Take the time to pray with them, to share with them that "Hey, I'm so glad to see you. I know it can be a little intimidating to be back here, but I'm so glad you're here." We need to show love to one another, to all of our brothers and sisters in Christ. And I think of the verse in Romans 14 that talks about, and this is something I think we all need to hear during this time, but it is definitely going to apply even when we come back, is Romans 14, verse 13. It says, "Therefore, let us stop passing judgment on one another. Instead, make up your mind not to put any stumbling block or obstacle in the way of a brother or a sister." And so, when we come back, we need to continue to do that. And I know that there are wonderful Christians that are falling on every side and every possible direction that you could go with our response to this pandemic. And And when we gather together, there's going to be some that are being like, oh, I'm so glad this is all done. Our economy can finally get back to work and we don't have to listen to this. And others that are going to be like, I'm scared that I could still catch this. And when we come back together, let's show love to one another. Let's not judge each other where we are. Those that come back in and are ready to just be like, I'm done with these masks and everything, don't look down on those that are wearing masks in a year from now. And those that are feeling very precautious and social distancing and not going out and spraying down the mail with Lysol as it comes in and everything, when you see people who are speaking about it and going, I don't know if this is all necessary, they're still our brothers and sisters in Christ. And we need to show that love toward them and not put obstacles in their way. And so, I wanted to share these last couple of things with, even if you think these precautions are a joke or overreaction, is it possible that we could lay aside and sacrifice our ideals out of love for our brother or sister who believes these precautions are completely necessary? And so, if you see somebody and you don't immediately just come back in and think, I'm going to give a hug to every person, just grab them and wrap them in. And because there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be scared. And it's like, we're supposed to greet each other and this is all. No, let's take the time. But also on the other side, I know there's a lot of Christians who are questioning the guidelines and questioning the government and questioning these things. And those that take the precautions seriously and are wanting to do all these things, we can take the time to not judge and be like, I can't believe they would question these things. It's okay. But what we need to do is show love. Outdo one another. Earlier in Romans, I love in Romans 12:10, it actually says, love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Outdo one another. If you want it, you want something that you can try and compete in as believers. We, especially guys, love to compete and try and it says, outdo each other by showing honor to the other. And it's something that we can do during this time. And something I want to encourage us as a body of Christ, as we gather together, that we focus on showing love to each other. As we gather back together in our meeting times and small groups and weekend services and women's ministry, men's ministry, youth groups, children's ministry, as they all start slowly coming back together into the building, let us keep the focus on loving God and loving others. Those are the great commands that we have that we've been commanded to do. And so let us focus on those and not on, what we think about the government one way or the other, but showing love to God and love to one another. Outdo each other in showing honor. That's it for today. Let's close with the word of prayer, and we'll see you guys again tomorrow for another Fireside Chat. But let's close with prayer first. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this chance to gather together virtually through Facebook and the website and the app. And Lord, I thank you that you are drawing us back together again soon. We know that we'll be able to gather in person. We know that we as a church have been scattered physically, but spiritually we are united together still in our love for you and our love for one another. And help us as we gather to show that honor, to show that love to each other in a way that surpasses anything that the world has ever thought possible. Help us to be that beacon of light that as people walk into the doors of this church, that they see love. Love for you and love for each other. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, God bless you guys, and we'll see you tomorrow.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free my heart.